Jesus, draw me close, closer, Lord, to you. Let the hold around me fade away. Hallelujah. Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, to you. For I desire to worship and obey. Hallelujah. Jesus, draw me closer, Lord, closer, Lord, to you. Let the world around me fade away. Oh, Jesus, draw me close, closer, Lord, closer, Lord, to you. Hallelujah. To worship and obey. This is my desire. Hallelujah. Oh, this is my desire. To honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. I worship you, Jesus. All I have within me, all I have, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, have your way in me. I have a Father. He knows my name. My every thought, he sees each tear that falls and hears me when I go.
He knows my name.
Oh, he knows
my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
Once again,
I have a maker.
Oh, hallelujah, tonight.
Before my eyes.
He's here tonight.
Before even
because he promised to be here.
My life was in
he promised to be here. That
he knows.
He knows.
He knows
your heart. He knows your request. He knows what's on your heart.
He knows my name.
here to meet you. He's here to meet your request. He sees everything. The omnipresent God. The omnipresent God.
I have a Father.
He said, you are my temple.
He calls me his own.
In which I want to dwell. We have a Father.
Never leave me.
We have a Father.
No matter
who will never fail us.
He knows.
Do you believe that he knows?
He knows my name.
Even as we are standing before him,
he knows
all what's on your heart.
He sees,
and he sees everything.
It's tears that falls and hears me when I go.
My brother, my sister, just commit yourself to him tonight. Just say, Lord, I thank you that you are here tonight. Oh, that Lord, you know everything about me. You know my thoughts. You know my mind. You know my heart. Oh, even tonight, the request that is upon my heart, Lord, you know it. Tonight we've come, oh God, you know, Lord. You see, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege that we have, God, even tonight also, Lord. That, Father, we find ourselves, oh God, once again in your presence, Lord. Father, from the song that we just sang, Lord, it says that you know of the truth, Father. You know everything. And you see, Lord, we've come to your presence tonight, to God. We surrender, Lord, our thoughts, our minds. Even, Lord, the things that beset us, God. Our mistakes, our sins, Lord. We surrender everything, Lord. We put upon the altar tonight, O God. Our head, our legs, everything of us, O God, we put upon the altar tonight, Lord. Father, let your fire come and consume, O Lord Jesus. And Father, anything that is not right in our lives, Father, we pray that, O God, let it be restored, Lord. You know your children, O God, the requests that are upon our hearts, Lord. Father, we know no one can do it, but we believe we have a Father who knows and who sees, Lord. That's why we're here tonight. Lord, our prayer is that, oh God, let us not live here the same. But let us live here, oh God, with something upon our hearts, Lord, that will give us a testimony that of the truth you have met us, Lord. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. As we are still studying, let's turn to Isaiah 28:9. We are still on our house. The house that we are building. Praise the Lord. Let us read that text. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Amen. Lord, we have read your word, God. Father, even as we build this house, God, Lord, we are following what you led your prophet to God to give unto us, Lord Jesus. Father, we've come to another section of the house, Lord Jesus. We pray that, Lord, as many that, Lord, have not been able to build that section To your satisfaction, O Lord, we pray that tonight. Let us bring everything, Lord, according to what you have laid, Lord, through the prophet. Father, bless your word, O God, and let it be a living bread for us tonight, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Please, can you give me the house? Praise God. Yes, we have been on this subject, the divine nature. And we found out that God says he doesn't dwell in a house that has been made with hands. Amen. The house he wants to dwell in today is you and me. Amen. We being his temple. Praise the Lord. So we are trying to take these subjects which our prophet has given by the revelation that comes from God himself. Praise the Lord. So that as we go through them, as many that have not yet built a house, this is the time that we... It becomes what? It behooves us to build it. If only you want to, you want God to be a dwell, you be a dwelling place of God. And if you have already built it, we go through them and maybe there are some sections that are leaking. Praise the Lord. You have your house and there is a, and sometimes you have to check and find out if there is a leakage somewhere. You try to restore it. Amen. And it is restoration. It is not what? A substitution. Praise God. Amen. Anything that is wrong, restore it. Amen. By the original. Praise God. Not a substitution, something different. It will still not be what? Right. So as we continue with the study, we've come to knowledge tonight. And that will be our prayer. Where we lack, may the Lord fill. Where there is vacuum, may the Lord fill those vacuums. We've gone through faith, virtue, and then tonight let's look at knowledge. And the text that we just read, as Isaiah 28:9, he said, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine?" And then he gave the answer to us. He said, "Them that are weaned from the milk." Praise the Lord. Amen. Those who have been weaned from the milk. And we know babies take what? Milk. Like Joshua. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See? So, he said, them that have been weaned from milk and have been drawn from the breast. Praise the Lord. So, this, to teach knowledge, it is not for what? Babies. Praise God. Let's look at another scripture in Hebrews 5:13-14. Hebrews 5:13-14. Let's see what it said over there. "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." Praise the Lord. "But the strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who reason, who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil."
Amen. These are strong words. See? Said, by reason of you have their senses are exercised to discern both good and evil. Let's look at another one. 1 Peter 2:2. Or let me start from 1. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. See, he's talking to someone who is a newborn now. A newborn babe desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. You see, and so when somebody comes in new into this message, of course we need to give that person what? The milk. You see, we need give the person the milk of the word. Because he needs that one. Praise the Lord. But you and I, if you are still sucking milk, then my sister, Sister Dube, are you still milk? No. I believe we are on strong meat. Praise the Lord. Strong meat. So, tonight, it is what? A message to people that have been what? Weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. Praise the Lord. So, we are on knowledge. And of course, when we talk about knowledge, we see it in two different ways. The heavenly knowledge and the earthly knowledge. We have the heavenly knowledge and then the earthly knowledge. And the heavenly knowledge, it is the same as the word knowledge. See? And the prophet said, God is the fountain of all knowledge. He is the fountain of all knowledge. And so, if Christ is in you. See, that fountain of knowledge is always flowing. But when we talk about worldly knowledge, the prophet said, any kind of worldly knowledge reasons. It reasons. For worldly knowledge, we hear things like someone with a book knowledge. See? Someone with political knowledge. Scientific knowledge. All this knowledge, they are what? They are in contrast to heavenly knowledge. Amen. See? They are in contrast. Like the doctor will tell you, there is no way of what? Of you being healed. But your foundation will tell you, oh, praise the Lord. That if with God, all things are possible. What science says it is impossible, faith says it is what? Possible. And we got to get all this knowledge. If you don't have it, then you'll be tossed about. See? So the prophet was talking about something like a Christian. He said, Christian knowledge. And Christian knowledge, he said, to be able to judge from wrong, from right and wrong. Amen. Let me read something from the message book 160. He said, and then thirdly, you add knowledge. Knowledge now, that don't mean worldly knowledge, because that is foolishness to God. See, worldly knowledge is what? Foolishness to God. But the knowledge that, the knowledge to judge. And then he asked, judge what? Right from wrong. How do you judge it? How do you judge it then? If you got what? Christian knowledge. With your virtue and faith, you judge whether the word is right or wrong. Amen. Knowledge. To be able to judge. You see, every blessed day, we meet with situations. We meet with circumstances that you need to judge. And it needs what? That heavenly knowledge to be able to judge what? Right. Amen. You needed to judge what is right. You know, let's read something from 2 Timothy 2:15-19. The other time, my daughter was telling me she met someone, and that person was trying to tell her that the rapture has already taken place. So, see? Said the rapture has already taken place. So, if you don't have the knowledge, see, the person, see, so let's read something that's just close to what she heard. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 2. Let's read from 15 to 19. There we will hear of that Hymenaeus and Philetus. We are still on what? Knowledge. It says, steady to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See? Rightly dividing the word of truth. But he said, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase into more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus. What did they do? Who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. See? Without knowledge, someone can throw you off. Throws you off to believe something widely. See, my brother, we need to see how we will put real knowledge. It says steady. See, you go to steady. But how many people, brother, tonight, just ask yourself, how long, since when, you have been able to take one message book and read and finish it? Ask yourself. How can you acquire knowledge? Someone can throw you off. He'll tell you, the prophet said this, and then he'll turn the whole thing around and give it to you because you don't know. But tonight, ask yourself. Amen. These are some of the things that we need to pray, that Lord, take away that slothfulness. Amen. Help me, Lord, to study the word, the message. Amen. Ask yourself tonight. I know many sisters have children, so the children do sleep. Huh? So there's no excuse. See, you got to deny yourself. The children will worry you the whole day, it's true. But when they are asleep, you see that the time when you feel so tired, say, Lord, help me, strengthen me. At least I want to read something from your word. I want to read something from the message. See, How long have you been able? Brother, the last time you read the one message book. It's true. Yeah. Tonight, just say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
How can you increase your knowledge? He says, steady. Praise the Lord. Because you will be meeting challenges, my brother. You'll be meeting Hymenaeus and Philetus. Many of them, they are still there. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at Christ, who is our example. When he was tempted of the devil, look at the way how he answered the devil.
Amen.
It's because he is the word himself.
Amen.
And that is why we are preparing this house so that he will come in. And when he's in, oh, it's no more you. It's the Holy Ghost that is in you.
Amen.
Christ in you. Now answering every situation that comes.
Amen.
See? You'll be able to balance. My brother, my sister, the husband, sometimes your wife will say something, how do you handle it spiritually? Husbands, your wife will say something, how do you handle it spiritually? Based upon the word of God. Your colleagues in the workplace, your neighbors, how do you manage? Because they will come with something really confronting. But yet, one thing I always tell people that when we are confronted, the one question must come to your mind is that, what would Christ have done? Amen.
Amen.
What would have Christ have done? When you meet the situations, ask yourself right away if it were Christ. Praise God. It will help you. It will help you if it were Christ. Don't forget it, my brother. Ask that when you are confronted with something that is really annoying. Something that really has to throw you off. Something that you need to retaliate. Ask yourself,
amen,
if it were Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Christ is our example. Let's look at something that, you see, Christ, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Herodians, they will come and what? Bring a lot of, you see, they bring questions. Just to find their purpose is what? How they can get him. See. Look at the way how they came to him. They said, is it right for we to pay, what do you call it? Tax. See? Look at this question. See? It needs what? Heavenly knowledge to answer the people.
Amen.
He said, give me the coin. Whose superscription is on it? He said, Caesar. He said, give unto Caesar. That is Caesar's. And give unto God what is God's.
Amen.
Let's turn to that place and see how the people themselves, Matthew 22. Matthew 22, reading from the 15th verse. He said, then went the Pharisees and took counsel, you see. They took counsel. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. How they, what? They will entangle him in his what? Talk. The same thing the devil will always try to entangle you. And then he is what? He's the accuser. Then he says, God, see, look at your son, look at your daughter. See? And they sent out unto him the disciples, their disciples, with the Herodians. See? Saying, Master, we know that thou art true. You see, look at the way her. And teaches the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not a person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived, you see, he perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and the superscription? And they say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God. Amen. Now listen to verse 22. When they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. See? They marveled, said, ah, this man. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the kind of knowledge, my brother, my sister. Amen. See? And it doesn't come from man. It comes from he, God himself. So we need to get ourselves in that situation whereby God can have a dwelling place here, so that anytime we meet such situations, it is no more you, my brother. Amen. See, the way how you will answer people, they will have, see, there is a scripture, he said, I will give you a mouth. That scripture is, I will give you a mouth. I wrote it somewhere. Let me see. I'll give you a map. I think it's in Luke. Luke 21:15. You see? It said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Amen. See? Amen. He will give you that knowledge. Hallelujah. That when they try to tempt you, they try to get you in the trap. Because your house is built and he is dwelling there, he gives you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries, all, see, from your boss to all other people. Wilmo, yes. When they try to, you have what? They give you the mouth and wisdom. And they cannot resist it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Satan could not resist what Jesus told him. Then Satan started to also say, it is written. You see? He also tried to quote. But the prophet said, his own is what? He was what? Quoting it. See, to put a quote, something over it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So my brother, my sister, let's read something from the prophet here. 185b. 185. He said, the works that I do, I'm reading from the middle, the works that I do shall you do also. Again, he said, I will be the vine. See? So whatever is in the vine comes out through the branches. See? We are the branch. He is the vine. We are the branches. And so whatever is in the vine comes through to the what? To the branches. Then the prophet said, glory. Then Christ said, whatever is in the vine comes out through the branch. Glory, see? So if it is a mango tree, whatever is coming out, it goes through what? The branches to bring the fruits of what? Mango fruits. Then the prophet said, glory. Then Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, it produces the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It produces it. My brother, my sister, we need to study. We need to study. Change your attitude from tonight. Change your attitude, my brother, my sister. Because these things that we are holding, they are life. That's the message for us. They are life, my brother. There is no other thing that can change this anyone than this. No other doctrine anywhere. No doctrine anywhere. Is it Presbyterian doctrine or Catholic doctrine? It can't. It is all it is, my brother.
Amen.
Let us go back to what? To the word. Amen. To increase our knowledge. Praise the Lord. Let me read 164. No, 165. So look at something like this. Brother, let's see. You meet somebody, and then he asks you. He said, open at Acts 2.38. Let's open at Acts 2.38. That's from the prophet. Acts 2.38. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Then that same person asks you, turn to Matthew 28:19. Matthew 28:19. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And then the person tells you, see, the Bible contradicts itself. Jesus said they should go and baptize in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then Peter went, he went and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Even Peter is a what? A false apostle. My sister, he confronts you with that text. Where is the knowledge? How are you going to answer it? He's telling you, sir, the Bible contradicts. These are two things about baptism. Jesus said something else, and then the disciples went and do something different. Take notice of this. When you look at Isaiah 44:6, God says, I am the first and the last. Then you come to Revelation 1:11. Then Jesus also says, I am the first and the last. Oh. These are all something, my brother, you may meet such situations. How are you going to You go on a word. Witnessing. Then somebody puts this thing before you. Are you going to answer it? Brethren, let's check our knowledge in the message and the word of God. So that God will always give us a mouth that when we speak, our adversaries, they will not have any gainsaying. They can't resist. Praise the Lord. For some time, these people, they are gone. These Mormons, they were coming to Brother Mike's house, and many a time meet them. When we show them the word of God, they can't resist it. Then they go and pile ammunition, they come back again. The whole thing will be broken down again. So, oh no. Till now we became friends. So they have no alternative than to be what? Friends. But they knew that this that we are giving them the truth. But it was what? Difficult for them. See? It's not for them. But it's for you. Amen. And if it is for you, my brother, what are you doing about it? Amen. Knowledge. Knowledge. So the prophet was saying, see, what you're going to do? Because you haven't got knowledge enough to know of God. See? But when you can see that the scripture is not contradictory, that you can see that, and can see that by the revelation of God, the whole word is wrought in mysteries. And only the knowledge of God can reveal it. Amen. Prophet, it's only the knowledge of God will reveal it. My brother, let's watch these things. Tonight, if your knowledge is leaking, ask the Lord to restore. But meanwhile, the restoration will come when we ourselves also have put ourselves on the altar, denying ourselves to sit overnight and say, Lord, tonight I'm taking this message. Let the Holy Spirit come and reveal it to me. And you see great, great things. Praise the Lord. See great things. You just enjoy. You can't even put the book down. You see things being revealed to you. Praise God. Try it, my brother. Try it, my sister. Begin to underline them. It will increase your knowledge, brother. So that when you are confronted with any kind of situation, you know how to answer them. Then the prophet talked about Holy Ghost knowledge. He said, I believe in genuine Holy Ghost knowledge. Holy Ghost knowledge will always punctuate the word with amen. Amen. When you get these things that seem to contradict themselves in the Bible, you sit down and study it. Amen. And prayerfully like that. And the first thing you know, the Holy Spirit begins to move in. After a while, you see it ties together. And there you got it. See? That's knowledge. That's from the prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophet himself said, we do what? We study. And then you see we do it prayerfully. And you see the Holy Spirit coming now. See? To bring everything to light. And the prophet, you see that, he said, all the contradictions, he said, you see that they are all tying together. And the prophet said, that's knowledge. Amen. Amen. My brother, there are a lot of encounters out there It's only we don't give ourselves to them. We ourselves, we are afraid. Because when some questions come, we will not be able to answer. But my brother, just go. If something comes, say, look, brother, I have my senior brother who will be able, my pastor who will be able to answer you. Why don't you come to church? Let us take our senses, Lord, brother, and take what? Fire from the altar and go out there. Praise the Lord. And stay the plague that is upon the people. The plague has gone out. A lot of things happening. See? Today I went to Brother Mike's house and Sister Gloria was telling me that a minister, he asked a woman to chew leaves, to chew grass. Because lack of knowledge. So he was chewing grass like Nebuchadnezzar when he was cursed. He never knew who he was anymore. Going on four and then chewing grass. Spiritual amnesia. Amen. See? But we know that we wouldn't, see, the elect will never be deceived. Amen. And we believe that we are the elect. But meanwhile, we need him to be here. Amen. We need him to be here. So, brother, tonight, just look at your house. I know everybody has built the house. Everybody here has built the house. But have you checked whether everything is what? Everything is in order. That's why we are going through these studies. See, they are all virtues. See, you see that the whole thing, what? They click together. Faith, virtue, knowledge, they all moving together. See, when we go to the next one, you see the same thing moving together. It is one because it's leading to something. Praise the Lord. That's the Holy Spirit. So when somebody comes and needs something to be explained here, see, you have the virtue of knowledge. So the person what? The person gets the knowledge, he sucks that. And you, how, when we were on virtue, he said, how can your virtue be strong? It's when you always said, the prophet said, continuously, you see, drawing from the source. And the source is what? The word of God. You see, you got to be continuously what? Drawing from the source. As he made what? The lily as what? As an example. The lily will be drawing every minute, every second he's drawing. So that what? There will be always nectar for the bees to come and suck. Amen. We shouldn't be like what? As he said, insufficient fund. See? When somebody comes and slots something to you to get something out from you, then it is written insufficient fund. See, my brother? No sufficient knowledge. That is very painful. Sometimes when you need money so seriously, you run towards a cash machine and you just slot an insufficient fund. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See? Amen. Let us be up and doing, my brother. Amen. So tonight, we have some prayer requests here. And we go to pray for, when I was over there, I heard my precious brother remembering our precious brother Vlad and Brother Vegas in prayer. We will remember them in prayer tonight. Brother Vlad, by now, he's still in the air. I believe so. I think he's still up there. Yeah, he needs to come down. Amen. Amen. So we will remember him in prayer. Amen. And then as many requests that are upon your heart tonight, Amen. First ask the Lord to increase your knowledge. Amen. Let the Lord, say the Lord, Lord, help me to deny myself. Amen. To get myself into a way that, Lord, I will be able to even read one message book in a week. Amen. And that the Bible, as God told Joshua, he said what? This word. Amen. Let it not what? Depart. Amen. From your sight. Amen. But meditate upon it. Amen. Day and night. Amen. In this way, you will be what? You'll be strong. And no one can stand before you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, let's get ourselves into that situation. Amen. My brother, come up here and give us something. Let us sing. It's so great that the Lord is so Amen. Grateful to us tonight. That the house that we are building, or we have already built, and we are looking at where they are not what strong, and we need to what restore all that what is not in right. Let's restore those things back. Amen. And then we see how God will be reflecting in us. See, we'll be reflecting God, Himself in there reflecting. Praise God.
I am thine own, Lord. I have heard thy voice and it spoke thy love to me.
Hallelujah.
But I long to rise in the arms of it and be closer drawn to thee,
to thee.
Oh, draw me nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer.
Consecrate me now
to thy
to thy service, Lord,
by thy power of grace divine.
Hallelujah.
Let my soul look up with
a steadfast hope,
and my will be lost in done.
Draw me nearer,
draw me nearer,
oh,
nearer, blessed Lord,
to thy cross
where
thou hast died.
Oh, draw me nearer.
Precious
Christ,
hallelujah.
Oh, that your delight
of a single hour
that before
thy throne
I spend.
I spend.
Oh, when I did.
With thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
Draw me nearer, draw me nearer.
Oh, draw me nearer. Deeds of love that I can
that I cannot know
till
I cross the narrow sea. Oh,
there are heights
of joy
that I
brother, my sister, he is here tonight. He has already drawn himself closer to you tonight. Let it be your prayer tonight. The Lord, confess to him, I have been very slothful. Even the spirit of this age, Laodicea age,
hallelujah,
is eating into my life. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Even a single hour of prayer, Lord, let it be part of my life. That I'll go down on my knees, Lord, and commune with you as friend. Just confess to him that, Lord, forgive me. Just talk to him. And then ask the Lord to restore you. The Lord, restore me. Restore me. At least 1 week, I want to read one message book. I don't want to depart from this word because that's what you told Joshua. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me. God bless you. Lord, prepare me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our brother is going to give us a song as we continue to pray. We'll be praying for the request that's upon our hearts tonight. Just remain where you are.
You're an holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be your living sanctuary, Lord, sanctuary. Oh,
Lord, that's our promise tonight, Lord.
Lord, prepare. Lord, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. To be a sanctuary.
Make us, Lord, in your dwelling place, Lord.
Pure and, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. For, oh Lord, prepare
that's
me.
That's all that we can do.
Lord, Lord, prepare me.
As Paul said,
to be a sanctuary.
I beseech you,
be a sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy. Pure and
that
holy,
you present yourself, your life, everything as a sacrifice.
With thanksgiving, I'll be a
acceptable unto
be
the
a
Lord.
Be a living sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy. Oh, Lord, prepare me, Lord, prepare. Lord, prepare me. Be a sanctuary, Lord, pure and holy.
Lord, and true. That's our prayer, Lord, tonight, oh God.
With
that's what we desire, oh Lord, tonight, oh God.
I'll be a living,
yes, Lord Jesus,
sanctuary for you.
My brother, my sister, you came here tonight with something upon your heart. A request that is upon your heart, he's here tonight. Just by faith, just speak to him. That Lord, you know, even before, you see it even before. That Lord, you want me to ask, because you said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. You know it, you see it, but Lord, according to your word, God, I'm asking for it tonight. Why don't you ask him? Just place your request before him. Talk to him. Place your request before him. He's more than able. He's more than able. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. Brother, sister, tonight, just believe it. Believe it. That is his word. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. Tonight, we will never leave his presence here in vain. We wouldn't leave his presence here in vain. Because it's for a purpose that he called us tonight. And that purpose of his will be made manifest. It has to be fulfilled. Believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. That what you have spoken tonight, it will never return to you void. It will never return to you void. Just believe it by faith. The Lord has spoken to us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. give us a closing song. It's a closing song that I invite her. Brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh,
hallelujah,
He's an answering God. He answers all my prayers when I pray in Jesus' name. And by faith,
the answer came.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, He's an answering God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, He's an answering God. He answers all when I pray in Jesus' name. And by faith,
the answer came.
Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah,
hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Oh, when I pray Jesus' name, and by faith,
the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God.
Greater Elohim, the Lord of the spoken word.
Amen.
We thank you tonight for thy presence among us.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we want to ask you, Father, because that was your desire, Father. Because you say in thy word that at the sounding of the trumpet of the seventh angel, all the mystery of God shall be finished, Father. Amen. And that means that you pour down the heavenly knowledge to the hearts of thy people.
Yes, Lord.
That they may never slumber.
Amen.
That they may hold at thy promise and walk on thy promise.
Yes, Lord.
And your prophet told us that the rapturing faith is on the thunders, is on the seventh seal, Father.
Amen.
And we believe nothing else but the truth, Father. That why we ask you that you shall increase the knowledge of thy word, Father.
Amen.
As the prophet say, never cease to seek for the revelation,
Hallelujah.
Father.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you that you shall reveal yourself in a great portion inside of our life, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That this message, Father, will leave the page of the spoken word, Father.
Amen.
And will be made flesh in each of us life,
Amen.
Father. Then when the enemy come, we shall be able to answer like the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prophet tell us that in the Garden of Eden, when the Lord created Adam, it was that Adam has to live by the word of God, Father. But something happened there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father, Adam could not keep the full word of God, Father. And the fellowship between man and God was broken.
Yes.
But before the foundation of the world,
oh,
you have provided a way to bring back the fellowship again with
Amen.
Man, Father. And we know that the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world, that we can commune with thee, that we can speak with thee, and we can soak from the tree of the life.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for that. We want to commit all the prayer requests that was spoken
in
at thy
name
hand,
of
Father,
Jesus Christ.
That we know that in thy presence there is a solution. In thy presence there is healing. In thy praises, oh Father, there is a salvation.
Yes,
that we commit all the requests, Father, starting with Brother Vlad, Father, that is on journey back to Dublin, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you that you shall grant him, Father, a safe journey, Father.
Amen.
That in the next service, when we come together, we will give glory and honor unto thee, Father. We want to remember our brother, Brother George, Father, that is looking for a big house, Father. We want you to undertake on his behalf, Father,
amen,
that you shall choose the place, Father.
Amen.
Because we know that your choice is always the best choice
right.
that we can have inside of our life.
Amen.
Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall bless, oh Father, everybody that is present in this place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That the desire, oh Father, and the test of thy message, Father, and the test of the reading of thy word, Father,
yes, Lord,
be once again filled inside of the heart of thy people, Father.
Amen.
Then when we will lay on our bed, Father, we shall be testing to read thy word, Father.
Amen.
We shall be testing, Father, to read the spoken word, Father.
Amen.
That these things has virtue inside of it,
yes,
Father, to transform and to change our life,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
We ask you, as you say to Joshua, that this word of life shall never depart from thy mouth,
hallelujah,
that you may meditate it day and night,
yes,
and your way will be prosper.
Yes.
Father, we ask you that you, the God who made the promise, to fulfill also the promise inside,
amen,
of our life, Father.
Amen.
When we read thy word, when we meditate upon it, Father, let our way be prosper.
Yes,
because you never forsake us and you will never leave us, Father.
Amen.
We also want to commend our sister at thy hand, Father.
Yes, Lord.
As her day of deliverance becoming closer, Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask you that you shall take control of everything,
in the
Father.
Name of
we're not
Jesus
asking
Christ.
You, oh Father, to take away the pain of the deliverance from her, Father,
yes, Lord,
because you says that the woman shall deliver with pain, Father. And what we ask you is a safe delivery,
amen,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen,
Christ. And the glory, honor will be given unto
yes,
you, Father.
Lord.
Father, we ask you, Father, that you shall depart with us from this place, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And as we are filled with thy instruction, Father, let these things, oh Father, be burned inside of our heart, Father,
yes, Lord,
that we shall not sleep and we shall not, Father, do anything without first consult thy word, Father.
Yes,
read thy word and meditate upon it, Father.
Yes,
because the scriptures show us, even when you become a man, when you dwell among us, Father, you overcome the devil. It
yes.
was by your own word, Father. And the prophet say, always the devil is overcome by the word of God, Father.
Amen.
Father, grant us the wisdom coming from above, Father, that the wisdom shall be the portion
yes,
of each
Lord.
Of us life. Father, maybe
Amen.
Some of the requests, I may not remember them, Father, but you remember all of our requests, Father,
yes,
because our presence here means something, Father, that we are needy people, Father.
Yes,
that why we ask you that you shall fill all the needs of our life, spiritually and materially, Father.
Yes,
that you shall grant to us, Father, and we will give glory, honor unto thy word, Father. Father, we thank you for everything that was preached, Father. It's nothing but thy word, Father.
Yes,
we ask you to restore the virtue once again to thy servant, Father, that you have used
Amen.
Tonight, Father, because the virtue has gone out of his body, Father. That the next time when he's going to stand here, Father, the heaven again shall be open for us, that we shall receive the heavenly blessing,
Amen.
Father. Bless him, bless his family, provide to his need, Father. And we commit all at thy hands in
Thank
the wonderful
Lord
name
Jesus.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. One song, because. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living
just
sacrifice.
Just greet your sister, just greet your brother and say, Lord, God bless you, God bless
it's
you.
It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. The
precious blood of Jesus, the sinless, spotless Lamb shed for you and I, fallen man. How we loved us with a love, even before this world began, considered you and I in his redemption plan. How we should love him, should be prisoners of his word, bound by chains, love divine. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth until now for the manifestation of sons of God. Whoa, present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price. Present your body as a living sacrifice. It's your reasonable service. You've been bought with a price.